the Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor individuals and businesses in the region's government contracting sector. The Fairfax Chamber of Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce sponsors the awards every year. Brian Carlish is CEO of Buchanan and Edwards. They're a finalist for this year's GovCon Contractor of the Year Award in the $25 to $75 million category. Brian, congratulations on your company's selection as a finalist. Thanks for being on the program this morning. Give me a thumbnail of what your company does for clients in the government space.
Hi, good morning, Francis. It's your pleasure to be here. And Buchanan and Edwards, we've been around since 1998, serving our federal customers as an IT consulting firm with a real in-depth focus across a few domains, including big data, collaboration, infrastructure. But I think where we begin to really differentiate ourselves is on the focus around the mission and the problem that we solve for our customer and ensuring that the technology that we're delivering is always serving a critical business problem.
And the mission focus fits with what we're seeing when we see how agencies are starting to set up their plans to comply with FITARA and the just the general expectations of what they expect the IT people in their leadership suites to be able to do. Those folks are supposed to be transitioning out of being the BlackBerry person and to more strategic contributions that are expected both of CIOs and CISOs. How has that impacted the way that you interact with agencies when they're looking for the same kind of thing that you're trying to deliver, it sounds like?
You're absolutely right, and I think it's been coming for a long time, and I think the commercial sector applies that same discipline to IT investments, and it's great to see that the federal government is heading in that direction as well. I think for us, when we engage with our customers, it's always about the mission problem and what problem are we ultimately solving. You know, I think a lot of folks in our industry can be guilty sometimes of technology for technology's sake, and I think we always want to take that step back and making sure that whatever investment we're making, it really is going to have a demonstrable impact on the business and the mission at hand. As you know, the global environment is very volatile, and our government folks, whether it's an FBI agent or a foreign service diplomat, those folks need to pivot, and their business requirements can change on a dime. And you know, the technology investments really need to be able to adapt with that.
Do you get a sense that agencies and agency personnel are more willing to consider lessons learned and other potential benefits of looking at what commercial sector companies are doing and trying to find parallels to the situations they find themselves in?
Yeah, we see that. You know, it's great. I think the generation within the government right now within IT, everybody is a smartphone owner. You know, most folks have internet at their home. Everybody's an engaged user of technology. So I think, you know, as their personal life is impacted positively with technology, they want to bring that to their work environment. And so folks are really willing to see what commercial best practices are. However, that, you know, there's always a balance of, you know, if it wasn't made here, then I don't want to consider it, but it is a sea change that we're seeing as the government's adapting more and more commercial best practices.
A friend of mine recently framed what you're talking about the conversation revolving around mission delivery by saying the discussion has gone from agencies saying we want that, meaning a certain kind of technology, to we want to do that, meaning we want to be able to execute mission in a certain way. What do you think's driven that? Has that been budget? Has that been technological advances? Or is there something else going on that maybe doesn't appear obvious on the surface, Brian?
You know, it's a great question. I think it's a combination of both budget and technology. Technology is advancing so rapidly that there are real great benefits that can be derived, you know, for any business, whether it's a federal mission or a commercial sector, or even ourselves in our personal lives. But as you know, certainly we're faced with pretty strong or large fiscal constraints with our budget, and you know, we really have to find ways to leverage the investments we have, and so I believe that's where the conversation's heading.
We talked a little bit before we went on the air about cloud, and my personal anecdote is I upgraded my iPhone to OS 9 the other day and was reminded again to go and check my iCloud settings. And I'm not a big iCloud fan, but that reminded me that the cloud has kind of become a part of our everyday lives, whether we like it or not. And I wonder what you've seen regarding a transition from it just being this kind of amorphous buzzword concept that people had a hard time getting their arms wrapped around 3 years ago in the federal space, to wherever we are today. Where do you think we are today, and what's that transition been like?
Sure. You know, for us, particularly in the software development space, where we've been able to really leverage the cloud technology is, in the past, just as recent as a few years ago, oftentimes when we were developing solutions, we'd have to stand up an entire hardware infrastructure, and that could take months, lots of budget. And really, with the technology that's available today through the cloud platforms of the various providers, in a matter of minutes, we can stand up pretty complex development environments and immediately begin prototyping and showing solutions to our customers and getting a solution into production. Also with the cloud, we've got the whatever device it is, whether it's a smartphone, a tablet, a PC, any device that's going to interact now with an application, due to responsive design and those cloud platforms, it's very easy to deploy something and then have that, or rather develop something and then have it deployed onto multiple platforms. And the cloud really facilitates that quick deployment and adoption by the end user.
Part of that's cultural, though, I imagine, because it strikes me that when you have, we just have about 30 seconds left, but it strikes me that when you have people who are more willing to go with commercial solutions or partially commercial solutions with a touch of customization rather than starting from scratch, that's a big facilitator, too.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But of course, we've always got to be mindful of security and all the additional constraints, and we don't want to introduce any risk to the agency. So it's a balance. And that's really where we, try to help our customers and work with them to find that appropriate balance.
Well, Brian, congratulations to you and your team on this selection, and I wish you the best at the award ceremony. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Francis. Have a great day.